that they dither, that they find it difficult to make decisions, that the physicality changes and the stress upon them is increased, and they are just about keeping their head above water. Is this correct?
It is.
Sounds like a wonderful party. Well, my friends, if you were to lift weights or to run the marathon, you would have to train to achieve the end goal. This is what is happening now. The sensitives are being stretched to their limits. They are enduring a higher frequency, that which their astral and ethereal bodies are not used to. But they will endure, and they will survive, and they will complete what is necessary for their soul. The world is changing, and we hope that the new energy of enlightenment will enable people to understand the sense of community which is required. In some senses, this is required and mentioned as the end of the world. Well, of course, the end of Monday is the beginning of Tuesday. But Monday comes around every week, and so the wheel of life changes and turns. Interesting question.
The lady on the front here, please.
Good evening. May I ask this question? It seems to me that some people are born with spiritual gifts, and they're very powerful. They see the clairvoyant and clairsentient from the early age. Others seem to have these gifts, and they're not so developed, and they try to develop them. And I'm one of those. I wonder, should I do that? Is this perhaps required of me? Or should I just wait till something happens, till spirit comes to find me? Or perhaps I'm not meant to do anymore? Could you guide me on this?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Spirit has found you. You do not need to wait for them to come to you. You are spirit. May I say that on the way to this demonstration, there was a flash of lightning, and we worried that as it is Easter time, that the Christians may think that we should be struck by lightning. I'm very glad to say we weren't. But my point is this. I would not wait for lightning to strike before you develop your spiritual gifts. Mediumship is a symptom of spirituality. The gifts that you see around you with others, they have had a hard struggle to receive them. They have had to overcome many things, and your pathway is not so different from them. You are comparing their life with yours. I guess it is a measure of man. It is difficult to do so. In your personal pathway, all things will come if you concentrate on the spirituality of self. The unconditional love which you give to others, the forgiveness you give to them, overcoming the pain which they have given to you. Through this way, forgetting those memories which really are of no use to you anymore. Then the spirituality of self will become apparent, and all those gifts which you say others have will be revealed to you. And I use that phrase particularly. revealed to you, for you have them already. You simply do not know or notice them, because the materiality of life is so close to you that it seems more difficult than others.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
There's a gentleman down here.
Yeah, I'd just like to ask, as a working medium myself, I seem to be getting more and more people claiming to be disturbed by what they would describe as negative spirits. Can you tell us any more about that side of the spirit world, or if that side does actually exist?
Well, am I allowed to have some fun? Well, I guess the state of trance is something unusual. However, it's not. All people who work within a spiritual capacity are in an altered state. And so long as their intention is of the highest good, then it will attract the highest and most enlightened beings. I have to say that some of my companions are dubious at times. Yes, I'm afraid my companions disagree. Anyway, I jest. We are understanding of the fact that those spiritual entities that have decided to act in a negative manner and are drunk upon the absorption of power, they understand that the chaoticness of power can be utilized for self-gain, for the domination of others. It is possible. It has happened. It does happen. However, the mind is a killer. It is something which will bring you the most uplifting of joy. It will also bring you the most terrible fears. Your way of finding things out is through the experience of the mind. And when the mind is free to roam, then it will paint a picture of myriads of colours or of the blackest spaces that you can imagine. And from this point, once you have endured such blackness, then the repetitive nature of behavior endures, and you will be reminded of those experiences. And then the fear sets in, and the negative is attracted to what was originally positive. Altered states of being, possession, is the word which you did not use. That is a symbiotic relationship with the nature of a spirit. That is allowed according to the law of free will. Should someone allow such an entity to draw close, then they have the free will to remove them. However, it is usually the case that the spirit entity of the negative form is so overwhelmed. So overwhelmingly powerful that the future is bleak for the occupant. They cannot ever find a way out from this enclosed body, and so they feel trapped. It is something which is a terrible situation. And this is where much work is done from the positive spiritual side of life. Does this answer some of your questions?
It does, thank you.
The next question, please.